Welcome to Advise Show Radio, the station that brings you intense discussions about the hottest topics. Make sure you join us by calling in at 347-996-3350. Now, here are your hosts, Gabriella and The Advise Show.
What's going on, everyone? Tonight's topic, the plight of black men in America. As I stated in the video earlier, what inspired this particular topic was the man getting arrested for drinking an iced tea. As always, on the line, we got Ms. Gabriella. How you doing, Ms. Gabriella?
I'm good.
So as everyone can hear, we did a little something different. We got a little introduction. I don't know what everybody want to think about it. Let us know what you think. We are trying to take the show up just a little bit higher. So, Ms. Gabriella, did you see that video that we're talking about?
Oh, yeah. I've seen a bunch of people make commentaries about it, and I thought that was just ridiculous, to be honest with you. He wasn't doing anything illegal, and the funny thing was that it seemed like the cop just kept trying to make up stuff to arrest him for after a certain point.
Yeah, because, you know, last time I checked that, you know, you only trespassing when the owner of the property or whoever the manager of a property is say to leave and you don't leave, then it's considered trespassing, correct?
Yeah.
That's what I thought, and the guy, whoever, he wasn't the manager, the cop or whatever, he wasn't the manager of the store. I didn't see the manager come out and say, hey, I told that guy to leave, and he wouldn't leave or whatever. So, obviously, that's what I'm saying. In America, when it comes to black men, we have so many issues on the table that, you know, a lot of people just really don't understand it, and they want to say, well, we go through problems too, you know, other groups of men, which I'm not saying they don't go through problems that everybody's going to deal with jobs, relationships, whatever, but the deal is black men has a particular slice of the pie that nobody else can deal with. And when I make a statement and say, listen, black women really don't understand what black men go through, they want to get mad and say, oh, yeah, we do understand, but really, as a black woman, Ms. Gabriella, do you really fully understand what a black man can go through in America?
No, because black women have a lot easier than black men. We can get jobs. The funny thing is, it seems like it's easier for a black woman to get a job than it is for a black man to get a job. And we don't get pulled over, and we don't get stopped on the street and questioned, and you know, we don't get accused of. You know, like when we're walking down the street, we don't have somebody like a person, like a Caucasian or any other race, walking the same direction, and then they see us and then decide to go and walk on the other side of the street. So we don't have the same struggle. Yes, it's hard being a black woman in America. I can tell you that. But it's nowhere near as hard as it is for a black man.
Now, you brought up the topic of jobs, which, you know, when I did the video early on YouTube, I was talking about jobs. Now, what people don't understand as well is that why do you think black women are hired before a black man? We want to talk logic. We want just don't throw out, of course, a race thing may come up, but you can't say race because you're hiring black women. Now, do you think, is it an education thing? Is it or a control thing or both?
To be honest with you, I know, like, from what I've seen, it seems like black women, when they get on these jobs, especially when it's one of those little middle management jobs or some government job, or they're working at the DMV or whatever, it seems like black women are extremely loyal to the company. So they almost have, like, this, they kind of try to, like, almost act like they're the mammy of their boss, if that makes any sense. They're like, oh, let me get you something. And they always play around in the job politics. And they're always, like, they'll stay on a job for about 20, 30 years, even if the pay isn't good, because they just like to be loyal to their jobs. So since black women seem to have that track record, that may be why black women get hired above any other race of people, because, you know, we just have that reputation. But for a black man, sometimes black men are accused of being lazy and they don't want to do their work, or they'll show up late or they'll leave early. But for a black woman, most of the time black women have children, so they know they can't leave the job even if they wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that, you know, that plays into that too, because it's like, okay, well, even if the job is bad and I don't like it, I need to be on my best behavior because if I'm not, me and my four kids are going to be out on the street. So that may be the reason why, especially when Black women have kids, because they're not married too. So, you know, they don't have any other, like, they have nowhere else to go.
No.
But a Black man is like, he's just a man. So he can say, well, if I don't like this job, I can quit. I don't have anybody to take care of.
Yeah, but I don't really think that's the case. Now, see, I've had some Black women tell about Black men, well, the reason why Black men don't get certain jobs is because they don't have the education that Black women have. Say, well, I'm going to tell you something. As long as I've been in the work field, they got white men that have the same education, not none, as Black men. And yet they get good jobs. It's the truth. All the time, the white men are hired with not a lick, barely a high school diploma, and they get a job. But a Black man got to have, like, a college degree, and if the Black woman don't get the job before him. And I always say this, and I found this out just being a Black man. They rather see Black women make $50,000 and up a year than a Black man, because the white man, I'm sorry, as you stated before, there's a lot of sisters that's on this mammy tip with them white men. And then white men can control Black women. But when it comes to Black men, they can't stand a Black man, number one, an educated Black man, or a Black man that say, I'm not tap dancing for you. Forget you. They don't like that. None of them like that. As that old woman on that video I put it last week, you know, when you tell them how it is, how you a man and you're not going to put up with certain things, they want to call you an arrogant nigga.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But you're just being a man. You're not being arrogant. And the thing is that, like, too many times I've seen it. You know what I'm saying? It's like you said, this chick, it's like defending the plantation. She get mad if she see a Black man come up. Now, see, now versus white women. White women don't treat white men like that. They don't. They ain't sitting up there, unless they want them man-hating feminist white women. For the most part, they're just the regular, everyday white women. They don't do that when they have positions of power in jobs or they HR managers or stuff like that. They go ahead on and treat the white man good on these jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But then at the same time, you know, you got, like you say, these mammy types on the jobs undercutting brothers, but then it's be the same chick go out and say, oh, Black men don't want to work. Black men can't do this. Black men can't do that. When they got brothers every day trying to sit here and do the right thing. You know what I'm saying? And that's call it what it is. They rather hire Hispanic over a Black man any day as well. We are the last men they want to hire. First is white men, then they say if any minority, Hispanic, then Black men. For the same qualifications. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of issues and that's a lot of problems. Let me see. I got some calls in here. I'm going to take one. Let's see who we got here. Error code 229. You on the show?
Yeah. What's up, Vasha? How you doing, man?
How you doing, brother?
All right. This is Greg calling in. This is an excellent topic. And I'm so glad, brother, I'm so glad you brought this up, man. Because I've been waiting to speak on this for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But you're absolutely right, man. A lot of these jobs, especially these corporate positions, they are quick to hire a Black woman over a Black man. You know what I mean? And I think one of the reasons why is because I think it's a sort of a power thing. You know, they say that, you know, they want to stereotype Black men as being lazy and uneducated and this and that, but you know what? When you really look at it, that is so not true. Because I understand that there are some Black men that, you know, may be lazy, may not do the job, but, you know, I've been on corporate jobs before like that, and I've seen where, you know, it is not the Black man that's lazy; it's the white man that's lazy.
Who?
You know,
tell me about it. Tell me about it. I've seen it so many times.
They the ones who sit back. They the ones who sit back and don't answer phones and try to look for shortcuts to do everything.
Exactly.
And see. One of the things is, you made a good point when you said when you were talking about how, you know, how easy it is for the Black woman to get on. I've seen where, and I know, matter of fact, on the job that I'm on now, I know, you know, I'm not going to call no names, but it's a Black female that works for my job now. Okay, she don't have nowhere near the qualification that I have, and she's been on the job for 13 years, you know, and sometimes I sit around and I think, I'm like, how in the hell is she still on the job? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's not me hating on her, but that's just me, like, you know, what is she doing to stay on? You know? And I know if that was a black man, he wouldn't even, first of all, he wouldn't have even been there, period, you know, without the proper qualifications. And I just noticed one thing. It just seems like to me, when it comes to white people, you know, and when it comes to black women, it seems like they can get on these jobs. They have the benefit of being able to get on these jobs and get the experience first, then go back later to get the degree. But when it comes to black men, we got to have the degree first, then we, in order to get the experience, and then they don't want to get on. So it's like, you know, it's like, and what you were saying earlier about, you know, not knowing what the black man goes to, I mean, it's really hard. And I think Billy D from Ghetto Boys, he said it best, you know, our own women don't even know what we go through. You know, they don't know what it's like to you know, I know I'm all over the place, but I know a lot of, like, black women, they don't even know what we go through. Like, when we're riding down the street or on the highway at night, you know, they don't know what it's like to be target or stereotype just because we ride or just because they see us, you know, they might stop us for anything. You know what I'm saying? So we have so many threats against us as black men. It's ridiculous.
it is. And look, this one sister was typing something, and this one sister, she get it. She said,
exactly. I was about to say the same thing.
Yeah, you
thing.
Saw that? Yeah. You'll
yeah,
get
I saw
a job
it.
If you're gay or effeminate. And
mm-hmm.
then she said a strong
yeah,
black man
yeah,
is a threat.
Exactly,
a feminine man or gay
exactly.
man is perceived more submissive.
Exactly. You know what? And I think, I can't remember who made the video. I don't know if it was you, if I show or somebody else. But that's exactly how it is. If you know, the only time that they really sort of how do you put this? If they see an effeminate black man, or if it's a black man that's in prison or living the thug lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's like those types of men they're not worried about. But when it's just a regular man that's just educated, that's
yeah.
what they fear the most.
Because those
you
other
know?
Two men can't be controlled, brother. If you think about it, you're talking about the thug. Well, he's controlled by the prison system. They got their claws in him already. They already
exactly,
have him
exactly.
as a slave. That he got a DOC mm-hmm. number, okay? And they're
exactly.
going to ruin him for the rest of his life as a black man. Well, he can't do nothing for himself unless he rap or do something online where he don't have to go through their system to get some money, which is very hard to do, but some brothers get out of the jail and do what they got to do. Then you're talking about the gay man. Well, the gay man, you're not really worried about him at all because he don't threaten
mm-hmm.
you whatsoever.
Exactly.
And that's why they made a big deal about this Jason Collins dude coming out saying he gay, because come on, dog. Did he just do only score 6.4 points per game? He don't do nothing in the NBA. He ain't like he Kobe or LeBron or something, but yet they make a big
uh-huh.
deal behind this guy.
Yep.
Like come
yep.
on, dog. It's like, the fact
yep.
is, you if this like this, if they can feminize the black man, we
uh-huh.
defeat it. And that's what sisters
yep.
don't get.
Yep.
It's about us.
Exactly.
If they defeat us, they defeat them too.
Exactly. And you make a good point about that Jason Collins situation, because I'm like, why the hell? If you notice and watch the media, if you really pay close attention, you see how the white man was very happy to see Jason Collins come out. I mean, because the way it was glamorized all over TV, and I mean, I'm talking about you just saw people just celebrating. Like, I'm like, why are y'all still talking about this story? I mean, to me, it was a non-story.
It is a non-story.
I really got tired of hearing about it.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? And like, the thing is, you just make it a big deal because you want to see another black man. See, this is the thing, and this is another thing that other men of other races don't deal with as well. You want to talk about the gay. Men of other races aren't told, you know, if you don't want to fool with a certain female or whatever, oh, well, you gay, you down low. No other man could say he deals with that from his women. But we as black men, we deal with that. And the kill is, you know, the thing is, the women that say that don't see nothing wrong with telling a black man that at all. Even if she mad, she know it's not true. Yeah, she's going to throw that out there to say, oh, are you gay? You get what I'm saying? I mean, and like, Miss Gabriella, why some sisters like to pull that stunt to tell a black man that he's gay?
Because the funny thing is that being gay is considered like the almost the ultimate insult in the black community. And so that's like an attack on a man, like it's an attack on your manhood. And you know how, I'm not going to say not all, but there's a lot of homophobic black people out there. So by calling a black man gay, that's just like a slap in the face.
Hold on, Ms. Gabriella, before you go even further, I'm about to stop you right now because I'm getting so pissed off of hearing that word homophobic. Ain't nobody is no homophobic because they do not agree with that lifestyle. A phobia is a fear. Ain't nobody fearing no gay people. No black people fear gay people. You know, just saying we don't agree don't say we fear you. So that's why the media and everybody believes this term homophobic, homophobic, homophobic. You know, it's like that's like everybody sounds stupid saying that term. I just don't agree. Well, we do not agree in the black community for the most part due to our teaching as we would grow up, you know, that homosexuality is wrong. Okay, but it still doesn't go back to the fact of why that I only notice black women throw that at black men. Because black men have dated other races of women, got into it with the women as well, you know, broke up. The black men cheated on them too. Okay, and yet these women don't... Go ahead.
But you know, I hate to say it, and I'm not saying all black women.
Of course not.
Just some. But I know in the black community... Anything other than thugged out is gay to some black women. So, mm-hmm. So you know what I'm saying? That's just the way it is. I mean, not all black women, but to some black women, anything other than being a thug is gay. So, I mean, I no other way to put it. I hate to say it that way, but that's just the way they look at it.
And that's sad. That's really sad that basically you got to look at your man as either somebody that can be controlled. Literally, because a thug can be controlled by the prison system. You don't want a man that's free. You don't want a man that's going to do good for you. You know what I'm saying? And that's the problem that we got, you know, in the dating pool. You want to bring up black women. So now, Ms. Gabriella, what is the overall mindset you've noticed from black women, starting from your family, other black women you've known, or whatever? Why is it that black women follow this, like, the black woman's playbook, for the most part, to say you must go after men who are definitely no good, but yet you want to reject all the other men that was decent because they always talk about Barack Obama so much. They wouldn't date a Barack Obama if they met him.
No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't because you've seen Obama. Because they would say he's corny. Like, if President Obama was not the president of the United States, there would be no black women going around talking about, oh, he's so fine, he's sexy. They'll be talking about his jeans. And they'll be talking about his shoes, and they'll be talking about how, because he is, I'm not going to say he's corny, but he is pretty corny. So, you know, that's not the kind of man that most black women are turned on by. Like, a lot of black women, they see, like, I watched this video that a YouTuber named JLove47 made. I don't remember the title of the video, but it was pretty good. It was talking about how black women don't really like the quote-unquote good black men because what it seems like black women like, they like the whole, he calls it a Tupac Obama shake. Like, they want a man who got swag. They want a man who's rugged and rough around the edges, you know, kind of like a thug, but they still want Obama at the same time. Like, they want Obama's money. They want a man with a suit. You know, they want somebody who, you know, has all that, you know, all the characteristics that Obama has, but they want Tupac at the same time. So they basically want, like, a thug in a suit, but that's not possible.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's unlikely. That's never going to happen. And see, that's what many black women, you know, that's where they go wrong, thinking that they can have both. You can't have your cake and eat it too.
Exactly. And I've seen this chick, and like I said, I need to go check about posting this video if I can get it recorded. I seen this show on Oxygen with my wife called, what's it called? This black woman trying to help other women find a mate or whatever. And they had this black woman named Angela. Classic case of everything we talk about with black women. Everything in regards to black men. She won't base everything Miss Gabriella said. But then the woman fixing up, trying to fix up with a decent man, and she's like, "Oh, I don't know," and he ain't got swag. And like I said, I'm gonna put that video up on my website. I just gotta just research where it's at because they didn't have the episode available for me to record. But I'm gonna get that. And when you see this chick, I'm like, "Wow," you know what I'm saying? And it's classic case. She's not ugly or anything like that, but yet she wants everything like Miss Gabriella is describing. That's what she wants. And the thing is, when the sister started breaking her down in the episode, she was so screwed up to thinking that's the right kind of guy due to her upbringing. And this is why we have this this big imbalance in the black community when it comes to male to female relationships. And the thing is, you know, it's like Miss Gabrielle, let me ask you a question as a black woman.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like, do you get upset? I mean, like, just be real. When mm-hmm. you see videos of brothers saying, you know, there's no hope in our area of our relationship due to, you know, the black woman not understanding what we deal with, what we go through. And it's like some black men feel like they must walk away completely and date other races of women.
No, I understand. I completely understand because the funny thing is that I keep saying the funny thing is I need to come up with something else to say. But anyway, it's odd that a black woman would say, you know, there's no good black men out there and this, this, and that. And when a black man goes out and he's like, I'm so fed up. I've tried to date black women. Either they said I was corny or this, mm-hmm. this, and that. And he goes off, he dates a woman of another race. Then all of a sudden, he's considered a sellout, or you know, he doesn't like his own people, and you know, they'll boycott him, or like you know, add him to that boycottblackmen.com whatever website, and they'll be going on crazy on him.
But you know what though, and I just want to interject real quick. You know, sometimes, you know, the so-called good guys or whatever, or the nice guys or whatever, I know sometimes, you know, sometimes they do hate on the thugs because, you know, they can't get women or whatever. But one thing I will say in defense of these so-called good guys, as far as, like, them dating other races of women, hell, you know, I don't blame them for that. You know, I don't blame them when it comes to not dating one of these women that rejected them before, you know, that went out to the thug. I don't fault them for that.
But the thing is, I want to add, see, what these sisters don't understand is that's not what brothers want to do. For the most part, brothers want a black woman. Black men are highly attracted to black women. That's what black women don't understand. And the thing mm-hmm. is, instead of trying to take it as an attack when you hear these men saying these things, say, wait a minute, let me listen to what they're saying so I cannot do what these guys saying that mm-hmm. they don't like. And that way I can get me a black, because most black women want a black man. You don't see all these black women
exactly.
running around with mixed race children. They for the most
mm-hmm.
part, black women are with black men.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. Now you got some people that's just not attracted to each other, and that's fine. That's their business. But I mean, I need to put that out there. It's not that, you know, I can't stand when people say, "Oh, y'all black men, y'all just want them white women." And so I say, "Ain't no
exactly.
black man, because white women
exactly.
ain't even coming at brothers like that anyway."
Because I'm gonna say it like this. You know what? Honestly, you know, I know it's some all right looking white women out there. You even got some fine white women out there. But to be honest with you, you know, I'm more attracted to black women than any other race, but
mm-hmm.
my problem with black women is not physical. My problem with black women is the other issues that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's my
mm-hmm.
problem with a lot of these guys. See, you got different guys that be on like YouTube and stuff like that. You got some guys that are on YouTube because they just hate black women altogether.
Mm-hmm.
But then you got some black guys who don't hate black women. They just don't like the issues. And I think Dan Friedman, you know, I don't know if y'all remember him.
Oh, yeah,
or not,
yeah,
but,
I know what you're talking about. Avenue Rand.
Yeah, he made a video saying the same thing. You know, he wasn't against black women. You know, he just didn't like the stuff that they do. You know, but you got some guys that are just, see, I'm not one of those guys that are anti-black women. You know, I just disagree with a lot of the stuff that they do.
Yeah, no, that's why I agree too. I've never been say anti-black women. Come on, man. I mean, that's
because I prefer black women any day.
Most brothers will say that though. These, I'm gonna say most of the brothers that I know, and like I said, and I'm one of them. Say black women are for me Hispanic. That's it. I wouldn't white women. I gotta have somebody with some color. I can't do that.
That's how I feel too.
That's just me. I gotta have somebody with some color.
I gotta have a little bit of color on.
Yeah, somewhere because you know it just how it is. Cause like I said, this is just my opinion, and I'm not being mean. But I'm just saying, I notice there's a lot of times, you know, white girls, you can get them at 20. By the time they get 35, them looks starts to tank. But when you get with a black woman or some other woman of color, she don't look bad at 35, you know, 40. They don't. So that's, you know what I'm saying? As men, you know how we are. You get what I'm saying? Even see, some people got mad at that little interview I did with Karen Lee Polder and didn't realize what I was asking her and what I was doing at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Like some things I was laughing about. But I was just picking her brain on how, let's say, white men and white women think about certain things, okay? And I was talking about in regards when she said, oh, well, you know, go after black men when you get to a certain age, you know, white women, because what she was trying to say in that regard is that, like, brothers are very loving people, but, you know, white men are so cutthroat that they don't even want them at that age. You get what I'm saying? Some people didn't figure out what I was trying to pick her brain at in that video. When it comes to brothers, some brothers got so mad about her saying that and they don't realize it's like, dog, man, you know what I'm saying? Them dudes treat them bad. We don't even like that as black men. We not. Think about it. Do we see black women at 35 say, oh, forget that, I want her?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they got a lot of sisters at 35 that's like, shoot, they, you know what I'm saying? They don't even look 35. You cool with them because once you get to a certain point, you don't. That fine and broke gets old. You say you can be fine all day, but you ain't paying no bills.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
I need fine in career.
Exactly.
That's kind of sad, but a lot of black women think that it's like, oh, I got this huge ass. I got this nice little Coke bottle shape, and I'm cute, and I'm this, and I'm that, and that's all they have to offer. And
which ain't about nothing.
It's nice. It's a plus. I'm not going to say that being a beautiful woman and have a nice body is good. But you have to have something else to offer, too. Because being cute and stupid isn't going to get you far. I mean, after a while, like Phil said, I think it was on YouTube, a man's going to get used to seeing you like that after a certain point. And then if that's all you have, it gets old.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I hate to bring this up, but I'm gonna go ahead and throw this out there. I don't have any of y'all seen that that new series on TV called Married to Medicine?
Yes, I have. Once I seen the first, we've seen the first episode, so I gotta record that because we wanna watch the drama of that mess. And I said, hey, you got black women who's doctors fight.
That's the perfect example. That's the perfect example of ratchet women being,
with a degree,
being married to professional men. You know, just based on their looks, because I'm not saying those women don't. You know, some of the women on there. You know, I know they're doctors too, but. You know, for the most part, I'm looking at these women like they're just straight ratchet. And they're pretty much living off of their husband.
How many times have I said in the area code, I'm talking to this dude, bro, the 804 area code, I don't really see you calling, but I see 404, but let's see here. Hold on. 404 area code, you on the show?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, what's up, man?
Oh, yeah. So what's the topic?
The plight of black men in America. Well, right now we're talking about that show. You ever seen that show Married to Medicine on TV?
Nope. Oh, you'd be really late. What is it about? No, I really had this point, though. It seemed like this, the topic of the show is like how black men got the hardest in America.
Mm-hmm.
Which we do, but at the same time, so do black females. We got it the same, for real.
So black women just are like, stopped by the police, but in the same measure as black men?
No, not at that aspect, but we both got it hard.
Well, hold on, I'm going to ask you a question. I mean, you put it out there. I'm asking, okay. are, okay, are black women having the time with jobs that black men are having?
No.
Okay, so that's two areas right there. Are black women constantly told that they're gay by black men, all, you know, for stupid reasons? Are they being told that?
I don't even get where y'all get that from. Black women ain't never called me gay.
They never called me that either. I can be honest with you. I've never had that issue with them personally. But in this day and time, in this time period versus what I'm, my age group, I'm 33, they do that a lot now. And this is becoming the norm. And I see it online. If they don't agree with you, you're gay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really?
Okay.
Just because you don't agree.
Yeah.
I mean, the mentality is so different. But you explain to me how black women have it is just as bad as black men.
Just look at their lifestyle. Look, they have to take care of the kids by themselves. Who the fuck you think that is? Death or ass?
Okay, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question.
You said they mess us up. We messed them up just as much as they mess us up.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Well, let me ask you a question about that. Well, hold on, man. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Who controls the bedroom, the man or the woman?
The bedroom. I say the man, but that's optional. That's not really important.
No, he don't. So in order for a man,
it's on you.
No. That's not what I'm saying. Traditionally,
the man.
Yeah, the man does not control anything in the bedroom. If a woman tell you that you can't sleep with me and you take it, it's rape, right? If the woman say for you to wear a condom, you got to wear it, and you're not getting none. Right?
That's on you. That's in your situation.
No, it's on her, but you're right. It's on you.
If you're on that agreement, you with a female, it's supposed to be whatever you say. That's what I'm saying. You shouldn't be in the same bed if it ain't what you say. You shouldn't be sleeping with her all day. So,
as a woman, and Ms. Gabrielle was laughing, as a woman, you know, women are in control of all that. Women are. Let me tell you how much power women have in the area of the bedroom. Women can tell you to put on a condom, or you don't have to do nothing. Fine, right? She can take birth control. Even if you get her pregnant, she even have the power to kill her kid if she wants to and don't go to jail. That's how much power she got versus you. You can be butt naked with this chick, about to go in and stroke this chick, and she can say no. And if you go in and stroke this chick, she can say rape, and you're gone. That's how much power they have. So, now let's back this up to an original thing.
Well, that's a good point, then. That's a good point. They got power.
They don't got control.
They got power in the bedroom. We already know they got power. You know what I'm saying? But they don't got control. It's on you if you let them control it. You can do what you want to do. It's on you. You're supposed to have her understand what you want to do. Like, so,
okay.
If you
want
to go in raw, she supposed to be like, yeah, cause you said so. But if you're not with her on that level, and she's like, hell no, that's, you know what I'm saying? You might not even supposed to be in the bed with her.
But you agree with me that the woman control that. So if she go in, if you go in,
I ain't say control. No, I agree with, she got power.
Okay, power control is all in the same thing. But if she still had to agree with, even if you said I'm going in raw, she still has to agree with it. So she still was co-signing it. So back to what I'm saying, you still had her permission. Now, when you're talking about how the dudes lead the chicks with kids and stuff like that, they chose these dudes. Why would you sit up there and get pregnant for a dude you know good and well you know nothing about at the end of the day? Having kids hurt that woman worse than it hurts the guy.
I guess.
It hurts her body.
Saying,
it can hurt her career because she can't work like she wants to. She can't go to school like she wants to. She's aggravated. She's tired. She's frustrated.
So why,
all this stuff.
I see what you're saying, but see, you saying that you're not in that category of a dude that would do her like that. But I'm saying you got to, just like you generalizing them, you got to generalize the dudes too. Look at them. So somebody must be leaving them and with the kids, because you see that's where they at with the kids. So
yeah, they getting pregnant
fucking
about
them up.
Yeah,
yeah,
you're
we
right.
Fucking
they
them up
pregnant
just as much as they fucking us up.
But don't say we, because decent black men.
That's what I'm saying. That's, you can't generalize.
Decent black men that I know of. Yeah. Not sitting up there trying to impregnate these females. I'm sorry. Now, you know, Ray Ray and them, yeah, that's different. They do it.
Ray Ray and them.
Yeah, they do it to any chick they can. They don't care. But I'm talking about brothers that got something going on for themselves, who 30 years old, 33, got a, you know, in school, got a career, don't have a lick of kids. I've seen a lot of brothers like that. You know what I'm saying? Because a brother who's smart not going to sit up there impregnating no female, because child support is a raping every month.
Yeah, you're
there's
right.
A lot of brothers ain't that stupid.
It's females like that too, man. See, it's always both sides of the story. It's females like that too.
Okay. I agree too, and I wish there were more females like that. I wish 75% of the females in our community were like.
I wish that.
She probably look. The females probably thinking to you like they always pick the ratchet junk. I'm right here. I'm good. They don't never pick me. They always go for the ratchet junk. They saying the same shit that you saying. There's good females out there. They saying the same shit. They like they don't never pick me. They pick the ratchet junk. They feel the
well,
same
that's
way
true,
you.
Though. The men do usually go for the ratchet girls, though. I'm not going to lie and say they don't, because I've been single for a while, so I don't know.
I mean, he got a point there. I mean,
he got a point. Yeah, he got a point. They got a shirt that I saw the other day. I had to put it up on one of my thumbnails, say, hoes be winning. Yeah, I seen that. There was some females who had that shirt. Angela Yee and Jennifer, what's that chick basketball wise? Anyway, say hoes be winning. Yeah, that's true. But then those same guys,
he make a point. I mean, you got a lot of so called nice guys, you know, go after the ratchet females too. So
yeah,
you're right.
Yeah, that does happen.
That's just how it be. But at the end of the day, I say we both got it hard. You know what I'm saying? But like what you say with the jobs, you're right about the jobs, though. They got it easier with the jobs. Like a lot of stuff you're saying is right. They definitely got it easier with the jobs.
It's because the white man don't fear them. That's why.
No, with Ms. Gabrielle.
You don't find them getting in positions like that and getting hired.
What Ms. Gabriella said at the beginning was the correct statement. She said they're getting there for acting like mammy. And I've seen it with my own two eyes, he act like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And you know what? I'm glad y'all mentioned that, because it just brought me back to something I saw on YouTube. I saw this video.
Hold on a second. Hey, brother, okay. On the 404 area code, like, you got some kind of noise going on in your background. I keep hearing it.
Oh, let me back up then.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know what it is. I keep hearing it's like a humming noise or something like that.
You still hear it?
Yeah, I still hear it, bro. Let me check something. Yeah, it's okay. Him. It's totally him. Area code 210, you on the show?
Hey, Nolan, what's good? What's good, advisor? You know,
what's good, bro?
Oh, Nolan, got him on the show.
Nola. Funny. What's up?
Miss Gabriella, hi.
How's my future husband doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. I'm just chilling, man, you know.
Just chilling, man.
See, advisor, she finally come and see? She finally coming along.
Coming along, man.
Hey, how your boxing been going, man?
How's your
boxing been going?
Now, you know, I'm about to hop in that ring next month, you know, start training, knocking heads off, Mayweather. You know how I do me. You hear me? I'm about to start knocking heads off.
Yeah, that's the only time they want a brother to do something. It's like somebody had put that in the comment section. I'm going to see if I can pull it back up. The only time they want brothers is unless we doing some sort of sport or something like that. Or they'll knock the door down for us then. Want to give us a record deal? Oh yeah, they'll put us on TV and everything. But when it comes to corporate America or all kind of stuff, oh no, y'all Negroes can't be doing that.
Yeah, but advice.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, back to what I was saying though. It was a video on YouTube, and I think you probably seen it, but it's this video where they having like this this video clip where they having like this town hall meeting, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's this this black guy, and I think he's like, I don't know if he's actually presiding over the meeting or what, but then it's this other black lady. She in the video, and while he's talking, he's like, you know, he's being polite to her, whatever. And she's like, you know, don't interrupt me while I'm talking straight. You know, so she called that man straight. And I'm like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Now, that was really disrespectful for her to disrespect this man like this during the middle of this town meeting. Now, Had that been a white man, would she have done them that? Done him
nope.
like that? I don't think so.
Nope.
And,
nope.
And it just show you that they don't respect black men in power, but they respect white men in power.
Exactly.
So
preach.
So like you said about them jobs, about them playing the mammy role, I believe you, man.
Just like in relationships. They get in a relationship with a brother, you all kind of sorry MFers. You know what I'm saying? Give it a white man, she get docile and everything. Like, is that the same chick? Wasn't she just call me all kind of, you know, no good niggas the other day?
Mm-hmm.
And then now she with this white dude, she all, you know, smiling and got a, you know, grinning from ear to ear, showing every bit of her white teeth. And you know what I'm saying? It's like, this can't be the same female.
Mm-hmm.
And I never understood that one. Now some black
they get real cooperative when they're working with the white man.
Yeah. Now look, check this out. I saw, but you know, some black women say, yeah, but y'all get with the white females. Y'all want to marry them. Y'all do this. Yes, but every brother I seen to get with a white female, they still the same though. I've never seen them change into Poindexter.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, when they was like, you know, Ray Ray. That's equivalent to what I've seen black women do. They be, you know, all ratchet with us, and then they get all educated
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden with them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, sweet and submissive and stuff. And the funny, what I've noticed that is when a black woman gets with a white man, they know that whole black woman nasty little funky attitude isn't going to fly. So they have to be, you know, all extra nice and sweet, like, oh, hey, honey, how was your day? You know, do you need me to clean up for you? And this isn't that, and, you know. They do all this extra stuff, but with a black man, let a black man come home and be like, hey, babe, what did you make for dinner? And she'd be like, nigga, you couldn't get something on the way home? McDonald's is right down the street. Get your own food. Like, that's the kind of stuff that black woman would do when she's with a black man.
But, you know, I noticed, too, about white men with their women. White men want to be on a power trip so bad that he don't even want his woman working. And some women be like, oh, that's great. That's why I want a white man. He won't, make me work like these black men that make me work. Say, no, the fact of the matter is he don't want you with no money because he who controls the money controls
mm-hmm.
the house. So if you say anything,
mm-hmm.
you say, hey, shut your mouth. I'm the one bringing all the money. You don't. That's what he does to his white woman. That's why
exactly.
the white woman came up with feminism for her, due to her white
exactly.
man putting his foot on her neck.
Exactly. Exactly. That's why you would never see a white woman out there like Oprah. You ever wonder why you don't see that? Because white men control their household. White men control the income in their household.
They do. They say, look, you ain't got to work. I'll give you this car. I'll give you this house. You know, you make sure you work out now. Because white men, they believe in that. You make sure you
uh-huh.
work out. I'll pay that gym bill. I do this. I do that. Whatever I got to give you. You know,
yep.
whatever you got to do,
white men,
I'll give it to you. Just don't work.
If I show you are right. White men are not going to let they want women make more than them.
Nope.
Mm-mm. That's
nope.
not going to happen.
Nope. Not at all. Because if this woman is so dependent on him, okay, then what if she even think about leaving him, she's like, dog, you know, if I leave him,
mm-hmm.
where
yeah.
else I'm going to go to? Because any other man going to make me do something.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah, I peeped that game. Like I say, white men don't play. And a lot of reasons, too, and black women, you say they really want to be a white man. Some of them, some, not all. But another reason why they can't be a white man, not for the simple fact of them not being docile, some of them can be, but the white men's weight requirements for their women is very, very strict. And I've had, in that video that I had put up, Miss Karen Lee Potter even co-signed that they standards are extremely strict on weight. They don't play that. That white man will leave that white woman if she don't eat like a rabbit.
Yep.
We as black men don't even play that. We cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So why you can't love your black man? That's what I'm saying. Help a brother out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Miss Gabriella, what's so hard, Miss Gabriella, about cooking a black man a meal, making him a pressed ham sandwich with some cheese and some Cheetos? What's so hard about that?
It's just the problem is a lot of black women weren't raised with a father, and they don't understand what it takes. Like, they don't understand you know, how to take care of a man. So you said a ham sandwich, that only takes, what, like 10 minutes to make maximum?
10? It's two
like
minutes.
I mean, well, I'll be doing extra stuff. I don't know. But, but like,
that's my woman, now.
Negro, please. But, but a lot of these women don't know what it's like to take care of a man. Like, when I was growing up, when my dad was out there cutting grass, like, I would go out and I saw that he was hot and stuff. I would go out there and bring him some tea or bring some lemonade or something to help make things easier. But a lot of black women didn't have a father, so they don't know what it's like to take care of a man. So, you know, they saw their mom, you know, indoctrinate them with all this crazy stuff, like, oh, you don't got to take care of a man, and you don't got to cook for him, you don't got to clean for him, you don't got to do this, you're not a slave, don't let no man walk all over you, this, this, and that. And so they bring that attitude, you know, they'll listen to a single black woman, and they'll take that same attitude into their household, and that's why a lot of these black relationships fail, because they'll have, you know, their own mom who didn't have a man tell them how you're supposed to treat a man, and that's why they end up having so many problems later on.
Ms. Gabriella, you see that comment yeah. from Vanessa C?
1 second.
It says, you see it?
All right. Too bad a lot of women are going down the whole road.
No, not that route. One. No, not that one. One. No, no. I'll read you. I'm saying it says it's the benefits white supremacy gives black women to betray black men, like jobs, Section 8, free passes, etc. But if they support the black man, the benefits will be cut off.
True.
That's very true. Can I be heard? Yep.
Yeah. Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Chad. And first of all, I'm about to get Nola yelling at me for saying this, but it's not white police officers pulling black men over. It's actually mostly minority officers, and that's actually statistically true. And yes.
All right.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Someone call me.
Go ahead.
So, and that's just one point. And the show is the plight of the black American. I heard about the brother that just got his tea stolen. I mean, I'm sorry, he got in prison for getting tea. Is that right, the advice show?
No, he was standing out there drinking tea, minding his own business. You ain't seen the video yet, bro?
I didn't see it yet, but I'm hearing about it. But I do need to see it. But my point is that the plight of the black community. I think that we just need to hang around, you know, like-minded people who think like us, because the rest of the sheeple is not going to work. If you tell them this, they're going to cuss you out. They're going to say some things to you. So this group of people that we have, and anybody that agrees with the advice show, or anybody that agrees, can come on. Because when the economic collapse happens, you know, we have to be with like-minded people. So
exactly.
Sounds like you want to separate.
I'm sorry, you said it sounds like you want to separate.
From your own people. You got to look.
Well, I mean, it's done, Nola. It's done. It's done. Dr. Cam Vaughn gave up. A lot of people in the conscious community have given up. It's done. You can't change. You can't change people. Let them eat cake, man. That's it. I'm saying just go to like-minded people.
I suppose so.
Well, I'm gonna say this much: there are some people that you cannot save. I don't care who they are; you can't save them all because they don't want to.
Exactly.
So some of them are happy in these conditions. I know what I'm telling you. I say something wrong with certain behaviors, and they come at me saying I'm wrong. They say nothing about their behavior, but they say I'm wrong for talking about it. Wanna you know, make videos saying, you know, you pompous, you this, you that. Say, that's a problem. I can't stand with black folks. Nobody can't tell you nothing. I hate that. You know what I'm saying? If a black person tell you you're wrong, you know, whatever, they're Uncle Tom, they're Coon, they're Sambo. If a non-black person tell you you're wrong, they're racist. Nobody can tell you nothing. And that gets old, and that's why we in the hell hole that we in the black community.
Yep.
You can't tell
exactly
nobody
right.
nothing.
I disagree with that's been said on the show, that it's only black women liking thugs. It's women in general in American society, which has been poisoned by feminism, loves thugs. I'm getting told by white women that I'm not black enough. So, you know.
Well, yeah, some of them will say that, because if you talk with some sense, because they have a stereotype that black men are supposed to be, you know, thuggish, rugged.
Exactly.
Folks. and them kind of white girls right there, all they looking for is a hard black D. That's it.
Exactly.
It ain't no different than the female.
Can't talk
but,
to the white girl.
But the thing
is,
but
said what, Lola?
My fault.
That's okay. He said something about you. No, but this is the thing. The difference between that white girl fooling with a thug and a black girl fooling with a thug is this. That white girl can fool with a thug, and white girls believe in birth control. She don't get pregnant by that thug and have 3-4 thug kids.
Okay, that's true.
Exactly.
She ain't going to have that.
Exactly.
But the black girl, she going to get pregnant by that thug. So that white girl get trains ran on her by thugs. If they've always ran trains on white girls, okay, then the white girl will marry a white guy and have a picket fence and some white children.
And they would never know about
and
it.
And they would never know.
Exactly.
Yeah, never know about it. Exactly.
As long as that white woman don't have one of them Negro babies, then she's good.
Yep.
But even if they do get pregnant, they would have an abortion or give it up for adoption or something.
Yep.
Because
yep.
they know that having a child is pretty much, it knocks points off of you. Like, if you are, you could be a 10, and then when you have a baby, that just knocks you down like 5-6 points.
Oh, yeah,
because,
you can lose your stock.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, a woman's stock does go down to the kids. Yes, that's true.
Somebody said something in the comments. The police who locked the dude up with the T was an African American.
I ain't heard that one.
He burned me once by the devil. That's all.
Okay.
Wait,
what'd
you say,
no,
like, Nola? What'd you say, Nola?
He's like, when you talking about the black on black arresting black men with the cops, they're brainwashed by the devil. That's all. They're doing what the
okay,
devil.
Okay, Nolan.
Okay, Mr. Conspiracy Theory.
Oh, it's true.
Yeah,
but like real talk, there are some black cops out there that's on this like you would say mammy or whatever. They on that same tip too. Now they trying to prove to master I can get these Negroes in control too.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, they
yeah.
are out there.
I'm a good slacker.
Yeah,
and 9 times out of 10, I'm going to tell you who the biggest ones to do that. Ones as black as night, the ones that do that.
Yeah,
I ain't
seen
too many
light.
I've seen more light-skinned dudes that's more pro-black than them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's crazy to me. Like, dude, you closer to the motherland than anybody. You run around here acting like you know.
Because I ain't going to lie.
But
I
they have
lie.
To because...
Yeah.
Because as a dark-skinned black man, it's hard to, I mean, well, being a black man is hard. And then being a really dark-skinned black man, that's even harder. So sometimes they have to.
So basically, being a black man is the hardest thing in America. I've been hearing this for all my life.
No, not even America.
It
it's the hardest
it
thing worldwide. Worldwide.
Okay, I'm getting tired of hearing that all the time because I've been told different. I do the research and know about Nellie Fuller, but...
Okay.
Honestly,
yeah,
if it's being if being a black man is the hardest thing in the world, then where can we go that's easy? I mean, what's the point of saying? I don't get
international though. If you haven't traveled internationally, then you can't even. I mean, you can't really say that because
I can't hear you.
I mean, I'm saying like, have you traveled internationally?
Yes,
have
I've been
you?
To Europe. I've been to Spain, Italy, France, Germany, and that's about it.
Okay, I mean, I've been to all those places too, and then some. But at the same time, it is hard being a black man everywhere. And there's really no place that you can't go where it's easy. I mean, it's...
Exactly.
Especially...
We just have so many threats against us.
The darker you are, the harder it is. And the more Afrocentric you are, the harder it is.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a light-skinned black man, you can fit in everywhere, because that's... Or a medium-toned black man, you'd be fine. But if you were a dark-skinned black man... And a real man, you're very nasty. You're not on.
Okay, well, here's the thought. I have a light-skinned friend that got pulled over 15 times. He looks much, much Eurocentric than me. I only got pulled over twice, 3 times, and I was
brother, if you're doing wrong, they're going to pull you over now, regardless of what color you are now. But what we're saying is that overall, if you look at the overall picture, I mean, you know, us black men, we catch it now. We catch it much more worse than any other race, man.
It depends on where he lives too. Are you from the hood?
I've been in Georgia and I've been in Maryland and I've been in California.
Are you from the hood though? Like, were you raised in the hood?
No.
See, that's
okay, well, that's different. Okay,
yeah.
I got it. Well, I understand where you're coming from then. I understand everything you're coming from. And there's nothing wrong. It's nothing wrong for where you're from. That's what everybody needs to be, is from where you at. Nobody shouldn't have no hood stories. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I'm talking about cops, talking about drugs, talking about pimps and hoes and all this. You know, I wish I never knew nothing about that. Seeing people get killed, shot. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not even, that's good that you like that. I wish all brothers and sisters were like that. So, no.
I mean, I know people who live in that lifestyle. I'm not oblivious to it, you know, so.
But I know people that are from the hood,
but I have no idea what it's like
to live there. So I've never been there, you know. My stepdad was from a poor village. I don't know what it's like to be a villager, you know. So unless you live in that situation, it's kind of hard for you to understand the plight that they have.
But, my thing is this, and like you said, like Vasha said, it does depend on where you live, but far too often, you don't even have to be from the hood. If you could be a nice, clean cut, you know, law abiding.
Exactly.
And you go to one of these jobs, and you get hired at one of these jobs, or you're the minority there. I mean, I guarantee you, you're going to be at the bottom of the totem pole. It don't matter, you know.
So the solution to that is be self-employed.
That is a solution.
That is one of the solutions, actually.
Solution is create black businesses and do things for yourself. Yeah, that is a solution.
That's the only solution.
That is the only solution. You know what I'm saying? Because you keep begging these people to hire us, that's not going to work.
Because I was looking at this video, this from a long time ago, from this speech that Malcolm X did a long time ago, and he was saying that was one of the downfalls of the black community, and he was right. He was like, you know, one of the things about white folks is the reason why they're so powerful is because they control the economy in their community. But black people, we don't control the economy in our own community. We depend
on
them for everything.
You know why?
Because we have Asians and Mexicans.
No, it's other stuff. You know why? First of all, let me tell you why. As black people, we aren't a political force to be reckoned with. That's start there. We don't unify for nothing. We have been unified and say, you know what? Okay, these are our issues and problems. And then these politicians, even like Obama. Okay, let's talk about him. I get that. But let's talk about him. All these other groups he's fighting for, guess what? They have coalitions, and they have lobbyists over there always in his face and in Congress' face to do what they want him to do, and they're padding their pockets, too. As the black community, we not. How much money have you think we've really given to Barack Obama? We've given him his vote. But how much money do you think we've actually came together as a group and said, we will give you some money, since we help your campaign, Barack Obama, we demand you do something? No, that's not even go that far. If Nola, give example. If I'm telling you I need you to do something for me, but everybody else on the panel say, Nola, can you do this for us? And they pay you good money. Who you gonna listen to? The people that paid you money or me? I ain't give you nothing.
People that paid for that moolah.
Exactly. That's how politicians work. That's how the game.
We blacks have never really took a stand because, just like you said, so many black people have said, "Oh, Obama hasn't done anything for us." But how many black people have really, have we all come together and say, "Okay, we need you to come to Chicago and clean up this area." It's a shame that we have to be called Chi-Rat because everybody's getting killed every week. We've never done that.
We have no leaders, and that's the problem with black men.
Exactly.
We have no leaders, and that's a black man problem. I can't say it's a black woman's problem because
I'm gonna tell y'all something. That crap that be going on in the black community. A lot of that. Look at other communities. I mean, if you look at like the Jewish community, or if you look at like the Asian community, any of these other communities, the killing and the violence that goes on, they would not tolerate it. And Avisho made a good point. It's the fact that we don't have no leaders, no people that'll stick together and stand for nothing. All we do is talk, but we never provide solutions.
There are plenty of solutions. The fact of the matter is, and the biggest problem for black folks, we want some magical Negro savior to come and save. And that's not the way it works. All other groups don't have no magical white man or magical Hispanic or whatever.
See, they just that's something together. Really funny that you just – I love how you just brought that up because a lot of black people are waiting for that. We're like, oh, well, we need – like, I've had this conversation before, and people keep saying, we need another Martin Luther King. We need another Malcolm X. And it's like, why are we waiting for a leader?
Why
can't we take care of ourselves?
Exactly.
No other group has – we don't have, you know, the Asians don't have their own magic leader coming in and saying, okay, Asians, let's all work together and control the hair industry. They don't have that. They all just decided to do it themselves. But
yeah, and the Hispanic race actually.
Well, I mean, I guess they do, but we just don't want to, it's like blacks don't want to work together.
But I get what he's saying. Yeah, everybody has speakers for them. I get that. Lobbyists, everybody got that. But what she's talking about, Hispanics do not have a Malcolm X type that's just in the forefront every day talking for the Hispanic community, and everybody in the whole country know who he or she is. And they're not looking for that type either. You know what I'm saying? Because they do all their stuff behind the scenes, going to politicians and all this other stuff, and say, oh, you're going to address our issue. You get what I'm saying? Because that's why Obama addressed immigration. Because they demand he do it. That's the problem. Black folks, we don't demand nothing. We say, well, I hope on the sweet by and by, if the Lord gives him, you know, a favor to be on our poor black people. That's why we stay at the bottom.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then we talk like this. You got black folks. Now, you can't even say racist white folks. You got black folks bucking against you because they want to stay in that condition. That's the killing part about it. They want to stay that way. In the civil rights movement, the people didn't want to stay in that condition. That's why they fought against it. But in this day and time, they happy with their little Section 8 welfare. You know what I'm saying? Food stamps. They're happy at that. You tell them, go get your behind to work. Do something for yourself. Or stop being like an Uncle Tom. So like the Democrat Party. You know, all the people in the Democrat Party prior to today were all Klansmen, most of them.
Thank you, the Vice President. Keep trying to tell people that same thing.
Klansmen. Black people vote Democrat and don't even know what these Democrats are pimping black people. They don't
realize. Another thing that people don't talk about is after George Wallace got shot, black people voted for George Wallace in record numbers after he said he was sorry for oppressing people.
Like the Democrats, I'm sorry, the Democrats, it has pimped black people. I mean, think about it. Why would you vote Democrat just because they're Democrat? Like, why? That's stupid.
Because for some reason, everybody is like, oh, well, Democrats are for the poor people. The Republicans, all they, you know, they discriminate against blacks and this, this, and that. And so they always say, oh, well, you know, the Democrats, they're for helping us out. They're for these social programs. They're for this. They're for that. So they think that, okay, if you vote for the Democrats, they're going to help you out with these welfare, food stamps, all these social programs.
Right.
So that's what they think it stands for. But then they don't really go underground and do the research and really know what
do
the party
research.
Is all about.
Yeah,
and black people too, Ms. Gabrielle, don't realize it was the Republican Party that gave a black man a chance to be in government. The first black man was the Republican Party, not Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
They don't realize that stuff, but they have to research the stuff to figure that out. Like I don't vote along party lines. I vote along issues.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
You sit up there dumb to vote the straight Democratic ticket. That's the problem with black folks. Well, I'm sorry. A lot of our problem is we don't read nothing. That's our problem.
Exactly.
They don't.
And
they
said that every single, like all the poorest cities in America are run by Democrats.
It's true. It's true.
But they don't realize that.
It's true. See, the thing is about Democrat Party, they say, oh, we for the poor people. Exactly. They are for keeping you poor. Completely poor. Think about it. If Democrats are really how you say they were, why they don't create programs from you go from welfare to at least middle class, at least that point? They don't create no programs like that.
They have these little back-to-work programs, but they don't really do anything for you.
They don't do anything for you. And black people just go be stupid and go vote Democrat just because. And I'm telling you, ever since, you know, the Democrats have really got in this time, I mean, that's why you got, you know, in California, the most liberal state in the union, or whatever, pedophilia is being thought about on a particular bill as a sexual orientation, all under Obama's rule and reign, because Bush wouldn't have had that.
Now people don't realize that
people
homosexuality
don't realize
leads to other things.
If it ain't
things.
No world star hip-hop, you don't know nothing about it. But anyway,
exactly.
Hold on. Eric O'Fold, too, you on the show.
Just listening.
Okay, thank you. Let me see who this is.
Was that the dude...
I don't
white,
know.
That's the white nationalist?
I don't know who it is. Error code 832, you on the show.
Like, give it a fucking ball, bitch.
Who is this?
What the hell was that?
I don't know.
Somebody's trolling.
Yeah, anyway, anybody's trolling again with a Houston area code.
Actually, I just want to say just one more thing. I've been listening to Blog Talk Radio for about four or five years, and I've listened to black shows, listened to white shows.
Mm-hmm.
I hear about slavery and the post-traumatic slave disorder. I hear about the same exact things I've been hearing. But this show is different because it's actually providing solutions and it's actually holding women accountable, you know, and that's why I like the show. But at the same time, I just never was taught, you know, my dad lived in a racist Tennessee, and he always cussed out and yelled at white people. He was never afraid of them, you know, and he was always, he worked for them, but he never was afraid of them. So I just think that when people say, you know, racism can't get a job, I think people are depending on white people for too much. So that's what my ears hear about discrimination, racism. So, you know.
Yeah, you can say you can say that, but at the same time, you know, it's all a game that's played against a black man. Like I say, if you hired a black woman, have her more financially,
right?
You know, than the black man, then it makes the black man look weak to her, and it's mm-hmm. all coming together. How you could just, you know, tear down, you know, the black man.
Cause, mm-hmm.
cause in the
mm-hmm.
white community, the white male is the one with the money. As we stated earlier in the show, he makes sure he keeps the money by keeping his woman
exactly.
at home.
Exactly.
These little suburban wives, I see them all the time. It don't work.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
They just shop. They go to the gym. That's all they do.
And advice, you make a good point. I mean, that alone, you know, by the you know, the black woman, you know, being the head of the household and making all the money, that alone destroys the black family right there. You know, when she don't have to depend on a man or she feel like she don't have to depend on the man. I mean, that alone just destroys the black family. And that's another reason why, you know, I think black women are so highly employed and have so many privileges and this and that.
Okay.
I mean, they've always, if you look back all through history, black women have always had more freedoms than black men anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like you said, if they making all the money, shoot, I mean, it really does make the black man look bad.
But you can say yes and no, because with that money has came a price for black women, because 75% of black women are unmarried, but yet they're making money.
Yep. But then too, that's another part of the destruction of the black family, though.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But, you know, the black men, it's like there's plenty of black, I know there's plenty of black men out here that want a family, that want to live right, they ain't out here on these streets, they ain't got a bunch of kids. I know that. But the thing is, these women, a lot of them are so turned up, you get what I'm saying? Turned up,
mm-hmm.
that how can they be a man's wife? That's
exactly.
a lot of issue and a problem.
Exactly.
Because it's not always a money issue when you're dealing with, you
yeah.
know, sisters. It's
yeah,
a control
exactly.
issue in the house.
Exactly. Because some of these women are so, like you say, some of these women are so out of control, you don't even want to marry them.
Yeah, because the funny thing, because it wouldn't make any sense for every black woman to, you know, not be able to get married if, I mean, I don't know how I'm trying to say this. Basically, it's like 70, what is the percentage? It's something crazy.
It's about 75% of black women are unmarried.
No, I thought, yep. no, that's the, they don't have children. I thought it was 45%.
No. Well, last time I checked, it was like 75% single, and it's like 40-some percent unmarried, I think.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Unmarried, single, is the same thing. You ain't married.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
But it's like, well, a lot of these women are unmarriable, though. They got kids. They're overweight. They got an attitude problem. They have so many things wrong with them. So, I mean, that may be why. Because it's really rare that you find, like, a wife material type black woman out there. Because there's a lot of sexy women. There's a lot of quote unquote strong, independent women, but there aren't many wives out there.
But Ms. Gabrielle, it goes back to their upbringing. They wasn't taught to be a wife versus, you say, maybe, let's give example, Asian chicks, white chicks, Latina chicks. Most of them was raised with a mother
African
and father.
Chicks too.
Africans. But see, let me tell you about Africans sometime, though. Africans got this arrogance about, you know, and I've ran into some African dudes that think like that. Hey, I don't care what you say, Ms. Gabrielle. Some of them African dudes think they better than people over here. Like, dude.
Well, they are. Let me stop.
You know, like,
they
dude.
Are. Shit, they are.
Like, dude, come on. You know what I'm saying? Like you in America. You a nigga, too. I don't care if you think you working. You just working all your life. You a nigga, too. You
but a lot
in America.
African men have more money, though, so that's why they kind of have this attitude. It's like, well, we have more money, we have more class, you know, we're treated differently, so that's why. Because a lot of these African men, they might not look like it, but the money in their bank account is crazy. So they have their reasons for that arrogance. It's not they're not arrogant living in sleeping on crates, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know. Because a lot of them, I'm not going to say that most Africans are better than African Americans, but a lot of them sort of kind of are, in a way.
Well, I talked to a brother from Ghana, okay? Me and him had a long conversation. And, mm-hmm. and I asked him about the family structure in Ghana. And he
mm-hmm.
told me, basically, they don't have the single parenting problem.
We don't.
At all.
No, that's not even a factor. That whole single parent thing, I mean, the poor people, like the really poor women, they may have that issue, but even then, it's really rare that you would see the single parenting issue, because they're really big on the whole marriage culture. Like my parents, the way that I was raised, because my stepdad is African, and my mom thinks she's an African woman too. So, like ever since I was like damn near 10 years old, I was raised, you need to get married, you need to get married, you need to get married. Go to college, learn how to cook, learn how to clean, learn how to sew, learn how to be a wife, because that whole single mother thing ain't going to fly in this house. But a lot of these young black women aren't taught that. They aren't raised to, like, they know how to be sexy. They know how to get a man, but they don't know how to get a husband. Like, they can get somebody to come over and have sex with them for years, or they can be in these little boyfriend-girlfriend relationships for 20, 30 years, but they'll never get married because they don't know how.
Now, see, what you just said made me think about something. They got some black women that'll be getting involved with this one dude all this time. Then I just wonder, like, seriously, how a black woman feels that she's been involving herself all these years with this dude. Then this dude meets a non-black woman, get involved with her a few months. Now he want to form a family with her, marry this chick, have kids and everything, and doing good with the chick. Yet he never wanted to do that with her. That must feel bad. That gotta feel bad though for the black chick. Like, dog, like he with me all this time and he didn't even want me like that. He married the first chick he saw. I've seen that happen a few times.
That happens a lot of times, and it's just because, like, a lot of these black women, like she said, a lot of these black women, you know, they're sexy, but they're not, a lot of them are not the type that you want to start no family with or be with
mm-hmm.
around or be around all the time like that.
Mhm. But of course, the women that are wife material get looked over. So that's the problem. Because the women that actually say, okay, I want to be celibate, I want to worry about my education, I don't want to have kids until I'm married.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of stuff is like a black man will look at me or look at any other woman who has the same views and say, oh, I don't want that. I can't date a woman
uh-huh.
like that. Oh, you too goody-goody for me. No, no, no.
Yeah.
I think I'm too young
but you...
to be doing this. So, that I mean, that's pretty much
no, I can't say that. No, I can't say it because I've known brothers that say if they was to ever meet like a real, you know, good, you know, black woman, one that just got her head on straight, is just all around good chick. I know brothers that would, plenty of them that has say, man, I want to marry this chick because you don't meet too many like this.
Well, can you send them my way then?
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just like,
well,
like I don't know, that's I don't know what's going on with you with that, but I'm just saying, talking about brothers, like as we talked about at the beginning of the show. brothers want to be with black women, mm-hmm. period. But like I say, like, but as you admitting, there's not too many black women out there who you're willing to say, hey, this is going to be my wife.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? So what? So it goes back to, okay, well, where are all the decent sisters at? So the Reese brothers can meet with them and whatever. Where they at?
Where are they for real? Because it's like you can't find them anymore. You really can't. It's like we can't find each other. The good one, the good man, the good women can't find each other because we're either really shy or whatever. So,
I think another problem is too, and I've talked about this before, like on YouTube and stuff like that. But I think one of the problems is too that, you know, I think everybody's chasing people that don't want them. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got the so-called nice guys. They trying to go after the ratchet women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then you got these women, I guess you can call the ratchet women going after the thugs, you know, but the thugs don't really want them. So, I mean, it's just like one big circle. You know what I'm saying? Everybody chasing somebody that don't want them. And I think that's one of the reasons why, you know, so many people single these days.
But you know what though? Now let's talk about black men. A lot of these black men was raised by ratchet mama, so they go look for ratchet chicks. Cause a lot of dudes want, you know, women close to their mama.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of problems. Nobody want to admit that. A lot of dudes. Yeah, we have to admit that. That some mamas out here are hoes. Come on, like some of these females you see twerking. They got sons, some of them, little sons. And they sons will see them up there twerking on YouTube. They twerking in front of them. They bringing all kind of men around them. You think these boys mm-hmm. not going to see that and think that's normal? Mm-hmm. And they going to want to go get some more ratchet hoes like their mama?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's sad. All that comes into play, man. It's like if you can't pick a good woman as a man, then it does bring you some problems. And the thing is, as black men, we haven't decided to collectively shun that type of behavior. We celebrate it. I don't get why black men, why are we so thirsty, man, for these chicks. And we'll say we don't want these chicks, but you're up here, you know, chasing them, pussy hounding.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, leave them alone.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So leave them alone, they'll shape up. So.
Exactly. And my thing is this. You know, I think a lot of it is, because guys are so mesmerized by how fine the female is. But my thing is this. You know, if you know that this female is ratchet, or you know that she dates thugs, and I think you made a video about this advice show, why would you even want that woman?
Exactly.
You know, I mean, that alone should tell you that the class of woman that she is. So, I mean, regardless of
how fine. And it says a lot about you as a man as well.
Exactly.
Because so, I can honestly say, man, I've never dated a hood rat. I can say that before mm-hmm. anybody. I've never dated a hood rat. Now, let me address this one comment. So you guys are talking about teenagers and pre-adults. No, they got 30-year-old plus that's acting like what I'm talking about. I ain't talking about somebody that's a teenager, pre-adult. Hey, they got a pass, in my opinion.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Young, immature. But I'm like you, man. I've seen women in well into their late 20s, 30s, still talking about, oh, they want a thug.
Yeah. I don't get, man, it's like.
I don't understand it.
Oh, yeah, I've seen a lady on YouTube that said the same thing. She's somebody that I've watched a couple of times. She's about 33 years old talking about, there is nothing sexier than a man with a wife beater and a hat to the back. Oh, that's so sexy. And yeah, she keeps complaining about how she can't get married and stuff like that. And she's been through relationship after relationship and they all fail. And she doesn't understand why. And it's like she's dating the same man over and over with a different face. So I think the problem with us, we blacks, is that we don't understand how to pick a good mate.
And then the ones that actually realize the truth. Go ahead, Nola. Go ahead, Noah.
Yeah, man. You know, I ain't gonna lie. You know, I did a video on this about like 2 years ago. I said I like hood rat.
everybody started getting on the boy Nolan, man. But, yeah, I had my fair share of a hood rat. I really don't deal with it no more because they'll get you killed out here. So I don't deal with it no more. I like the college chick.
There you go. You got to have one with a brain.
You know? All right, okay. This is a question.
Yeah, I like to stick with a hood. She got to have some type of street smarts with her. She can't be dumb, blind to the real life out there, though. She got to have some type of street smarts. I don't like that.
Some chicks are good. Like, some chicks are decent. They're hard around the edges. Like, yeah, they kind of cool. My thing is just make sure you're feminine. That's my thing.
Yeah.
Don't act like a man. I mean, you could put on your Jordans if you want to. Just make sure you got a lot of more heels than Jordans. If I see you with Jordans too much, I'm like, oh, nah, man.
Mm-hmm.
You
know
what I'm saying? That's another issue. You know what I'm saying? Like, why these females can't be feminine, man? It's like I'm gonna tell you something about in the truth. Non-black chicks play dudes very good, and I'm gonna tell you how they play on. They play on their ego a lot, and that's what these brothers don't realize what the females do to them versus black women don't play on their ego like that. That's why they don't get much out of them other than sex. Your brothers open their wallets for these females or whatever because they're playing into that feminine. Oh, you know how females play that feminine game, especially the white girls. They are really, really good at playing that game more than anybody.
Don't play it with me. I don't play that shit. What Chad at? No, I don't play that.
Shit, man. Nah. I saw him back up. But nah, one person said, "What kind of chicks?" You know. That we'd be fooling with, like, man, look, I'm just saying that I just don't like aggressive type of females. I don't like no loudmouth female. I don't like females cussing too much either. I just don't like that. I like you to be feminine, like you be a lady. I like to see you with some makeup and some heels. I don't want to see you with more pairs of Jordans than heels. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got a legit question. So we got a bunch of men on the line, okay? Why is it that, I'm not going to say, I mean, that's kind of obvious, but I've been shot down by, like, I've been casually seeing a couple of people, and things will be going good, but then they'll be like, oh, I can't date a girl that's celibate. And so I've been single for about a year, and it's horrible. It really, it does hurt a lot. So do you think it's going to be impossible for me to find somebody? Or because, I mean, it seems like even though black men seem to be the most religious ones out there, they won't date a celibate girl.
Well,
Tim Tebow.
that's hard. That's a serious note. There are some dudes out there that will respect, you know, that you are a celibate. I mean, they are out there. You know what I'm saying? But it's a special breed kind of dude because, as we go back to the statement earlier, hoes be winning. And too many hoes out here today to kind of drown out people like you.
Exactly.
When you got about 50, you got about 100 hoes standing there versus one celibate you. You know what I'm saying? Like, hoes and kind of messed it up for everybody.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But you know what, like one person say, a good dude won't mind waiting, but a dude that's used to getting sex won't wait forever. And see, that's another thing. Due to the hoes, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's... But, you know, I've seen chicks say that, you know what I'm saying, what you're saying. I'm not throwing no shade at you. And if she's feeling you like that, and, I mean, it's just a good relationship, and he's not pushing the issue at all, and he's just trying to go along with you. A lot of times the woman who says she was celibate or do something quicker than him would say something if she's feeling him like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
I don't agree.
Okay. Keep saying it, that's all.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But if a dude just hounding you off the rip trying to do something with you, you would want to fool with him no way.
No, I wouldn't. I mean, I had a boyfriend before for 4 years, and he never pressured me. So it's not like it's impossible,
hell.
But it's hard. It's hard. So.
Oh, hell. I did a video on this. I said I wasn't doing that. I ain't that religious. I did a video. I said I can't do it.
You said
you
ain't that religious.
No.
That's okay. I wouldn't date you anyway, so that's not even...
Oh, hold on. Man, I thought we were getting married. Why you wouldn't date the boy Nolan? Because I'm black, man?
I mean, no. You said you wouldn't date me, so that's okay.
I didn't know you were solid, though. You didn't say that, though. I just assumed.
You just
4 years, like, were you waiting for your man for real talk?
I was supposed to be getting married, so, I mean, things happen.
All right, then. All right. Honeymoon. I like to test before I... What if it's... I like to test. That's what I'm saying. What if you...
Okay, that's nice.
I
mean, that's cool.
I've heard females say that, too, though.
Whatever flows your boat. I mean, I think it just depends on the individual. Okay? I'm going to stand my ground, though. Even if it means I got to get my heart broken 50 million times, I'm going to still do what I want to do.
Well, as one dude say, he waited for a woman for 8 months. He said it was cool. He didn't press the issue. He didn't even have any side piece. You know, he said he liked it and everything was cool. Yeah, man, you can go on a drought. You know what I'm saying? If you use a miswriting, you can. As a man. You know what I'm saying?
Lord.
Well, it's true.
You're not gonna be getting into that, but I'm just saying.
Keep it real, if a dude care about you that much, to the point you talking about, that waiting on you, he gonna be doing a lot of that action if he used to, like I said.
But I've had people really love me, so it's not like, I don't know. But a lot of these women haven't even experienced true love before, so...
No, a lot of them haven't experienced that. All they know is, you know.
You ever heard that song, that new song talking about some, I never made love, but I sure know how to, you know. So, what was that? I sure know how to fuck or something that's like that. A lot of these women have never made love, and they never had a man really love them before. There's been a relationship, but they've never had a man really, really, truly deep down, like, love her and, like, connect with her soul and all that deep stuff.
Because there's a difference between making love and just screwing. And half of these females, dudes meeting today that you meet at the club, you ain't care about no love making. All you trying to do is bust nuts. That's it.
But Facebook.
Yeah, like Facebook hoes. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, shoot, the whole calling card is in booty pictures they take. You already know what it's about. It was sad. Yeah. You got 45-year-old chicks doing that, too.
Oh, nobody wants to see your 4 or 5 year old.
You be surprised what dudes be doing.
I know. They'll be those thirsty dudes. Did you see the little status update I put on Facebook? That's something. And I mean, the show's pretty much over, so we can talk about it, I guess. I put up on Facebook that a lot of people, a lot of men will sit there and say, I don't like weave. I don't like contacts. I don't like makeup. Them same dudes are the same ones, I got proof, if I need to bring out some screenshots, I can. The same dudes that said they don't like all that stuff, the same little thirsty dudes sending me comments in my inbox, talking about, you so beautiful, I love you, I want to be with you, this and that. So
stalker.
And I'm stalker. I mean, that's lying, though.
How somebody can say love you, though? Like, that's why I say stalker. How are you going to love you?
I don't know, man. I guess that's what they think I want to do. But it's true, though. I mean, a lot of black men say, oh, I don't like makeup, I don't like this, I don't like this, I don't like that. But those are the same ones that be thirsty. They'll be on Instagram, on girls' pictures, like, you know, the girl with the long weave and stuff.
Them dudes stupid.
Girl, so fine and all this.
I tell a chick in a minute. They're like, shoot, I like when y'all wear makeup. I like when y'all put on the color eyes. I like when y'all put on y'all perfume. I like all that stuff. I wouldn't get with you and say, no, don't do that. I want you natural. I know you don't.
I said I like natural chicks, but I said, like, I need to know how you really look with that thing, with that stuff off, though. I don't want to wake up and catch a heart attack next week. I need to know how you actually look. I didn't say nothing about you. I need to see how you look with that shit off.
I don't think there's without makeup on. You have to search hard to find them, but they're there. I'm not ugly.
Well, you don't want a chick. I get what he's saying, though. You don't want a chick where you know, it looks like her face is made up, and she take that stuff off.
Yeah.
But just in my personal opinion, just from what I've seen, you know, most women of color, what you see is what you get.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, like, when they take the makeup off, it's kind of easy to kind of see what they look like, unless they just got some bad blemishes in their skin. You know what I'm saying? They really need to go to dermatologists, and they covering it up with a lot of powder and concealer.
That's why I don't like wearing all that. I mean, I try not to put too much of that foundation and all that stuff on my face, because I because I was, well, my godmother told me that you shouldn't, instead of looking for a makeup to cover up some blemishes, take care of your skin so you don't have to wear it. But I've seen this lady on YouTube, like, there's a lot of these beauty gurus on YouTube that do these before and after pictures, and they're before, they got all these dark circles under their eyes, they have black and brown spots all over their face, they look horrible. Just absolutely disgusting. Like, if I had woke up next to him, I don't even know what I would do if I was a man, because they look that ugly without that makeup on. So in that case, I mean, I understand, but...
Well, hold on. This one dude talking about, he said about weave and drawn eyebrows and eyelashes. Let me tell you something. I dated a chick that did the drawn eyebrow thing, and you couldn't tell that's what she was doing. I didn't even know.
I draw my eyebrows on.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it depends on how the chick, you know, do it. And they got some chicks that draw on their eyebrows. Like, you could tell from a distance they did that junk. They're like a circus clown. You know what I'm saying? Now, you talking about the fake eyelashes. Well, I mean, you know, if the chick's not wearing fake eyelashes at a point she like she about to fly away with them thing, then, you know, it's all right, I guess. I mean, me, I'm not that hard, man. If she made that junk look good, I'm cool with it. I've always been that way. I'm not that so hard up on, you know, my woman, like my wife. I'm not hard up on her like that. I mean, I encourage her to buy makeup. I encourage her to buy perfume. I encourage you to get your nails done. I encourage all that because that's what I like. You get what I'm saying? I'm not that kind of dude who's going to say, oh, why you putting on makeup for? Where you going? Like, I ain't worried about that. I mean,
it's just the best preference because like, I don't like how they try to make it seem like all black men don't like makeup, because, I mean, my ex, he loved it. So it just depends.
But some black men have insecurity issues, too. That's a lot of that where that comes from. That's the truth.
So they don't like, want their woman to look too good.
Yeah, because they think that, oh, she's going to get attention or whatever. And I guess he feels he don't measure up, you know, to keep his woman. That's just basically from what I see about it. But it's like this: if you're a man and you know that's your girl and you know you're securing your relationship, what you worry about? Because you can't stop the chick from cheating if that's what she want to do. I mean, if she want to cheat, go ahead and cheat, and then you guys just ride off into the sunset because somebody replace you. Trust me, somebody will replace you. Let me see here. Area code 704, you're on the show. Area code 704. I guess they're not seeing that. All righty. Anyway, let's see who we got here. Area code 404, you're on the show.
No, I'm just listening, bro.
Listening, all right, man. Cool. Anyway, some dudes say they feel all that stuff is fake. They don't like it or whatever. But like you said, Ms. Gabrielle, at the same time, they, you know, what I can't say about these dudes who they get on YouTube talking about all that weave stuff, but then they be making all these comments on Facebook to this chick. Like I said, no, you got all that doggone rim in your hair. But yeah, you making comments that she fine. Now, Nola, why they be contradicting themselves, Nola?
Man, niggas don't know, man. Yeah, they just be red. They just be talking, just to sound like they're educated, or like a woman with natural ability. So, you know, they just trying to sound please, motherfuckers. But you know, double standard. You know, turncoat. I don't feel no mind.
Yeah, because ain't no female. Yeah. Ain't no female. You know, you wouldn't even like if she natural. Okay, let's say if she go all natural. She just have natural hair. She don't shave her armpits. Mm-hmm. She don't shave her legs. Man. She don't do none of that crap.
Yeah.
She just straight up natural. He be looking at
you
like
that. Yeah, you know what, man? I get tired, too. I agree with you on that, man. I get tired of these guys talking about, you know, oh, I want my woman all natural. I want my woman to look more Afrocentric. And I'm like, man, y'all need to shut up. I mean, I can understand, you know, them wanting, you know, because some people say, well, you know, they tired of the weaves and all this kind of stuff. Well, I'm like this. I don't have a problem with a woman wearing weave as long as when she take her weave off, she's not bald headed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, she looks like she got alopecia.
You know, it's just some guys just take it too damn far. You know.
Yeah,
they get carried away with it.
A lot of these women don't know how to take care of their hair, though. A lot of them are bald-headed. When I take my weave off, my hair is shoulder length at least. So, but a lot of these women are they got them boss spots. I don't know if you saw that clip where that black woman took her weave off or her wig off on TV, and she had a little buckwheat braids, and she was balding. Like, it looked like her hairline had receded back 5 inches.
Yeah.
She had little bald spots and stuff. So a lot of these black women do look like that up under them wigs.
Looking like the Predator. So
they look crazy. And them little old school, the Mongol, like the Mongol warriors, where they had like the whole head was shaved, and they had like a little ponytail on the top.
Yeah.
So that's what some of these black chicks do look like without that weave on. So I don't know.
Man, I got a video up on my website talking about the dangers of a hair extension. And they were saying that even the hairstylists that said that if these women don't do it right, they got a 50% chance of losing all their hair and developing alopecia playing with
mm-hmm.
their weave.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're gonna do it, you better do it right.
Oh yeah.
Or whatever. Why don't you just go to a hairstylist and let her do it? That way you won't mess the stuff up.
Or you can watch my videos on YouTube.
Or you can watch Ms. Gabriella's videos on YouTube. One or two.
I watch you, Ms. Gabriella.
Cause I ain't bald.
I enjoy it.
I ain't bald. I need to show my I need to show what my real hair looks like, but people see I'm not bald headed. Cause just cause you wear weaves and stuff does not mean that you gotta be bald headed underneath. And I'm actually, like, I don't even relax my hair either. So, I don't know.
So you all you natural with your hair itself? You don't perm your hair?
No, I don't. I mean, I might do it twice a year, but that's it. Maybe.
A mile one at that.
Just a little bit so I can actually put a comb through it. Because my hair texture is a Brillo pad texture. So...
They got this one sister, she subscribed to my channel. I think her channel is called Sister with Real Hair or whatever. And this chick got her hair down her back, and it's her natural hair. She's showing wet weave.
I mean, your hair can grow if you don't put relaxer in it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, her, and she flat ironed her hair and everything. I mean, the chick hair looks good. I'll give her that. You know, it looks way better than that permed hair. I mean, it looks like fuller and, you know, stronger for her. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, you know, sisters can grow their hair if that's what they want to do, but it's going to take some work.
It takes work, but you can't be putting on them relaxers and chemicals and straightening your hair every day. That's what messes it up.
I don't know. The hair is one issue, but shoot. My thing is, you can have the most beautiful hair down your back, but your attitude sucks, then that don't even really count.
And you can't cook, you can't clean. And I was having a conversation with one of the girls in one of my classes, and she didn't know how to use a sewing machine. I know that's like foreign technology to a lot of people these days. So.
Oh yeah, sewing machine. What's that?
I was like, goodness, how do you not know? I mean, I know that not everybody has a sewing machine in their home, but you should at least know how to sew some buttons back on your man's shirt if he needs you to.
They can't do that, but they got their hand out for money.
Oh, yeah. They can twerk 10 ways till Sunday. They can get on the wall and one leg up in the air and one leg down and doing all this crazy stuff. But if you ask them, it's like, hey, babe, can you make me a sandwich or can you sew the button back on my shirt? They'd be like, what?
Exactly.
I don't know how to do that.
Okay. Hold on. This one lady saying, guys say the prettier girl is the worst attitude. How true is that? It is true because her head got inflated by all these dudes. If you tell a woman too much that she's pretty, it's going to go to her head. And it's going to get wider than a 400-pound chick. It is.
Yep. And it's going to make it that much harder for any guy that come to her to try to holler. It's going to make it that much more harder for him to try to pull her.
Yeah. I can honestly say a real fine black chick, he's made with would just kind of walk past her because her attitude's too bad.
Someone said I'm old-fashioned because people don't know how to suck. What is that? Today's society ain't sewing. I guess I am old-fashioned then. I don't know. Let's see.
Yeah, but, you know, but what'd she say? Say weaves doesn't mean self. You know when somebody's talking about weaves, self-hate? Me personally, whatever you think you need to do with your hair, that's your business. That's my thing. I always say it, I just don't want a bald-headed chick. I don't like short hair. I just don't. So whatever you think you got to do, you know what I'm saying? Like my wife, I told her, like she didn't have her hair like shoulder length when I met her. And I was like, you know, she showed me a picture and her hair is down her back. I said, you need to grow your hair back to that. I said, I don't want it like that. I said, your man likes that kind of hair. I said, okay. So you start, you know, growing a hair back. Sorry, I've always been the type of dude like long hair, but most, but really, if you poll most men really like long hair anyway. I don't care. I don't know what it is, Nola. What is it about that long hair, Nola? Outside of
obvious. I know, like, when you hit it from the back, niggas like to pull it. You did? You know, like, pull it.
I knew you were going to say something like that. I mean, you could. If you're not careful, you could pull some of these girls' tracks out. You might reach up in there and grab a handful of hair out. So you better be careful with these weaves, though.
Well, sure, them females won't let you touch their weave, though. They won't let you touch it. You better not try to grab that. Like,
and that's another thing, too. That's another thing, too. Like, me and my homeboy, we were talking about that. We were talking about, like, go ahead, Nola.
No, you saying something, bro? All right, go ahead, bro.
No, what I was saying, that's another thing, too. Me and my homeboy, we were talking about that. We was like, another thing, when you got a real, real fine female, then the sex ain't all that a lot of times, because she's so worried about staying pretty. You know, she's not trying to get her hair messed up, and she's not trying to, you know, a lot of times.
These women weren't raised right. Because I was raised that a woman's supposed to make sure the man is happy in the bedroom, but I don't know. I think they should make, like, a nationwide seminar for women, like, how to be a good woman.
But what I'm saying, a lot of times those final women, they're not trying to get down like that, because they so worried about you not messing their hair up or, you know, this and that. They don't want to mess nothing up, so they like, just, you know, hit it and get off.
But they don't have to. I mean, these pretty women, like, they know they don't have to. They know that they can just do the bare minimum, and a man will still accept them regardless, because
exactly,
they're pretty.
And you know what? That's one thing, too, why I don't fuck with strip clubs.
Me either.
I do not, because you got some simps that'll go to strip clubs, and they'll sit up and give these damn women all their money just because they get naked. They're not going home with these females.
That's so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
It's stupid.
I always thought that was stupid.
And you can go on Facebook and tag or whatever
and meet chicks, and you can get a better chance with that.
Yeah. And you know, that builds these females' egos up, too, when they know that they don't have to do nothing and still get money. You know,
mm-hmm.
They could just take off their clothes and just, you know, just like you said, they feel like they could do the bare minimum and get money and get attention, so why should they try?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you something else. You know, you're talking about simps, and you're always hard on black men. Let me tell you something. White men are the biggest simps on the planet.
Because
the white men got money to be simps. All these porno chicks or whatever that be doing that camming or whatever, all the people that be giving them money, sending them gifts and everything, it be white men. Don't be brothers doing that crap.
Yeah, you're right. They do too. Yeah.
They the biggest simps in the world.
They the biggest ones.
They be sending them little cam girls, all kind of stuff, offering to fly them out, giving them, having roses delivered and stuff. I'm like, these little nasty girls. A black man would be too cheap to do that. Like, I ain't sending you nothing.
Like, what you gonna give me? Like, I
exactly.
Do it. What you gonna give me? You know what I'm saying? Because I've had somebody tell me.
Yeah, them white guys are hard off the ass. I'm gonna be honest with you, because I remember one time.
Yeah, true.
My ex that I was dating, she used to be online dating, and I remember one time she was showing me like all these messages that she was getting, and man, I'm talking about, she had all kind of white guys talking about giving her money and flying crowd. I'm talking about.
Well, I mean, I can do the
It was even some guy from overseas.
Oh yeah, them Arab dudes. I had a female tell me like this one that works in Dole Entertainment told me, because she told me the whole thing about it, and she said them Arab dudes is like the worst ones.
They are. Mm-hmm. They be talking about, I
want
to fly you out to come.
Yeah. But they women don't get down like that. Because in their country, they can't even look at stuff like that. They have to go to Facebook to see certain things, or Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
But Twitter lets you post whatever pictures they want. Oh yeah, man. So like I said, white dudes are simps worse than black men. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kill your ass. This serial killer is better than underneath the house and shit. I don't know where she went, Sally. Mm-hmm. Underneath the house for 20 years. We found remains. Them white boys, please.
I think this but one person that didn't I do a video on this guy who got scammed out of money for simping? If I did, I guess so. I got over 700 on that channel, so if I did, I guess. I don't remember them all. I just remember the ones I did today. That's why you got to remind me the name of the title. There's so many videos I put up. But, you know, man, it's like it's crazy what people do like for these females. That's why these females get these big egos like that and talk to these dudes in the kind of way because they got dudes that just going to give them everything. I have to be looking at these people.
Mm-hmm.
I say, just give it a few years. Ain't nobody going to want to.
Yep.
Yeah, but they like, but it's like it's hard not to get a big ego. I'm gonna say like right now, if I wanted to walk outside with my with some shorts on or something, and walk to the grocery store, I'll have like 15 people drive up and be honking horns and screaming across the street and saying crazy stuff. So of course, as a female, you're gonna get that big ego. You're gonna be like, oh, I must be sexy. All these people giving me attention. So. It does, like, it eventually, if you keep having people say the same stuff over and over and over, eventually you're going to believe it. Because, I mean, there is, as a woman, it's really easy to get attention, and it's easy to get whatever you want. So,
for the short term, you get what you want.
For a short term, but yeah. You can't, I mean, that little pretty stuff ain't going to work for long, but a lot of women think that, like, they don't understand that. Being that, being the baddest bitch in the club isn't going to last forever. But they feel like it will. So.
And these females get happy over trinkets. When I call trinkets, what?
Exactly.
A bill or two you may get paid or whatever, but you're being a hoe to do that. So, I mean, like, really, the key is, you know, you're a bad chick or the baddest puta if you can get it done without giving sex. Then you're bad.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
But women don't know how to do that. They think that, well, I mean, just like the lady on the show said last week, as long as you got that whatever between your legs, you shouldn't be poor, you shouldn't be broke. So a lot of women think that they have to use their body to get what they want. They feel like there's some type of power, and it's like, oh, I got all this power over men. I have my sexuality. These men are buying me things. They're paying my bills, and all I have to do is have sex with them. So in their mind, they think that they really do have power.
I guess until they run into a brother that they don't mean nothing to. Like, ain't giving you nothing.
Yeah, I mean, but a lot of these men are simps. But
yeah, they are.
So they'll still go after a girl like that. There's still, I mean, even nasty little chicks that are like that that'll sit there and they've probably slept with about 100 men. Those are the same women who can still get a husband. So,
but one thing I was just thinking about though, you know why a lot of times I think the thug gets these women like that. It's because they do the exact opposite of the nice guys or the good guys. Instead of telling these women how fine they are, they break these women's confidence down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They don't cater to, oh, she's so fine, she's so this, she's so that. They might tell them, you know, bitch, you ugly. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That in a way, that breaks their self-esteem down.
Yep, that's in my book.
I'm so used to everybody saying how fine I am, but this guy, damn, he don't even care. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true. That's what I tell any dude. You never tell a chick.
That probably make her more interested.
That's what I tell any dude. You never tell a chick how fine she is when you first meet her. You don't even mention her looks. You just talk to her. Let her wonder how, like, dog, what do he think? Like,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because you come up with that, girl, you so fine. I see so many dudes do that. Man, can I get your number? You look good. I'm like, dog, man, what's up? Find out her name first.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess that would be annoying to a female. Cause if, you know what I'm saying? If I was a female and somebody kept doing me that, I would get annoyed. You know, like, dog, leave me that alone. Like, shoot. You know what I'm saying? So, but some females, they eat that up. They like that. And they'll give the dude they know, every last dude that come up to them, they'll be giving, you know, the number to him. Oh, yeah, here you go, and text me, and this and that, and the third.
Mm-hmm.
So she can put him on the team.
Exactly. They'll have like 15 men on the phone. I can get any guy's number. That's not an accomplishment. People be giving out. People give out. No, you couldn't. People give out phone numbers like it's. I mean, you could get my number, but I mean, you wouldn't be special. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you'd be probably number 10 on my. You'd be number 10 on my contact list, but.
I can't move up five, man.
I mean, just because you can get somebody's phone number isn't really a big deal these days, because people give out phone numbers like it's candy.
Yeah, they do. Back in the day, it used to be a big deal if you can get a
number. Nowadays, people be like, can I get your number? Can I get your number?
Yep.
I mean, that's just like everybody goes around giving out phone numbers these days.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a big deal.
Like I was saying a couple weeks ago, you know, especially these days, you know, getting a phone number don't get you no closer to getting ass. You'll come out better just giving her your number.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, I never did that. Instead of getting
her number, you'll come out better just giving her yours.
I don't know. I was always challenging myself. I say, I'm going to talk to this chick so good, she going to give me her number. That was always a challenge for me. I can tell you every single time the chick is giving me her number, I've never asked.
Now, the female just, you know, give you her number without a lot of, you know, and you don't really put forth that much effort, she just give it to you. You know, that she might really be into you. You know what I'm saying? But
but female is into you. Like, dog, I ain't going to let this dude get away because I like this dude's conversation and he ain't even say nothing about the number. Like, oh, no, I got to say something to him. To me, I like that because to me it shows the female interested. If I'm asking her for it, she could be like, dog, man, I don't know, I guess, like that. But I know you look at the chicks, you see she's interested, she want to give it to
mm-hmm.
you. Or whatever. Mm-hmm. All right, man, I'll take your number and I'll text you or whatever until you can have my number. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I just thought I like challenges.
It is that people be liking Facebook numbers. Oh, yeah, I've been giving out my Google Voice number to some people if I don't really know them that well. And then I might move over to text. I'm looking at the comments in the chat box. But people start asking for. I think Facebook is actually easier than giving out my phone number nowadays. I prefer to give out Facebook.
One sister saying, "Say what happened to hi, my name is," and starting to constantly kind of not yo ma. You know, I've never talked to no chick like that. I've always said, "How you doing?"
That kind of mess will get shot down. That's not cute.
You know, like that's stupid, man. Like, how you gonna engage a chick like that, man? You don't know what kind of chick you know that is. Now, a chick
exactly.
If I have to talk to her like that, then I already know, okay, that's a hood rat female. I ain't got nothing to say to her.
But it depends on the way you carry yourself. If you carry yourself as a woman with class, you won't get anybody talking about, hey, yo, ma, hey, baby, how you doing, blah, blah, blah.
That's a lie.
I mean, they got thugs that holler at
classy chicks, too. And a lot of times,
the quote-unquote
classy chick could be sitting up there giving it up to the thug and having his baby and crying because he left with a baby. Like, chick, what you think? Black men talk about that all the time. It ain't just hood rats giving it up. It's classy chicks, too, is giving it up to the thug.
Well, that's just stupidity on their part because you knew the pot was hot when you touched it, but you touched it anyway. So that's your fault. I'm just saying.
I've been in a few. I can concur. Yep.
That's funny. You're talking about the New York slang to the fullest. Yeah, we don't talk like that down here in Texas. Hey, yo, ma. We don't say no ma over here. I say, ma to me is talking about my mother, not some chick.
Hey, shorty, how you doing?
I wouldn't call no chick no shorty. Like, shorty, I mean, like, shorty what? You know what I'm saying? It's like,
I'm a midget, so people be calling me shorty all the time, but I don't know.
But they be calling you half pint?
In New Orleans.
Half pint, shorty, all that stuff. It's annoying.
Call you munchkin?
In New Orleans, we say, hey, girl, what's your name? That's how we do. Hey, girl, what's your name? Real talk.
That's a turn-off for me. That's a
turn-off. If they respond, that's it out, folks. They respond.
It's still a turn-off, though. I like it when a guy comes up and says, hey, how you doing? You're really beautiful. I want to get to know you.
Oh, so you gotta play with your ego. He can't just have.
No, you don't gotta. I mean, you just have to say, "Hey, how you doing?" Just
but
say,
no,
oh,
but you threw the beautiful in there though, so you had to play.
I mean, they always say that, so.
But you said they had to. You didn't say they always.
No, I mean, you don't have to. You don't have to say I'm beautiful, but you could just say, you could just be respectful. I'm just saying, you don't have to say, hey, sexy, hey, yo, ma, hey, baby, all this kind of stuff. That's a turn off.
But if they say, hi, what's your name, you beautiful, you fine with that, though?
I mean, why not? I mean, what's wrong with saying that a girl is beautiful? There's nothing
Forget
wrong.
That. Forget that.
There's don't nothing wrong with that.
You break that chick down early. I'm just having a conversation with you. That way you won't assume, oh, this nigga thirsty. Like, nah, I'm having a conversation with you. That's it. I ain't telling you nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You ask, like, well, what do you think about it? Say, you know, you look nice. That's it. I'm like, I would say nice. I wouldn't go up in like, oh man, you the finest chick ever. I could think
no,
that.
That's not that funny.
But
I'm
gonna say,
like,
you know,
all that. You don't gotta say you the finest chick ever. That's not.
But I'm saying that's what a lot of chicks want. They want to hear that. But you tell them, no, you all right. You know, you're nice. You're not ugly enough.
I don't like people. I mean, obviously, if you walked up to me, you thought I was attractive, so you don't gotta say it. It's a given, obviously, because a man isn't going to walk up to somebody he thinks is not cute.
Oh, dudes do it all the time.
You don't walk up to an ugly chick?
Yes, they do, because the chick got a bad body. So, don't say that.
Okay, with a bad body and an ugly face. Not a good body, like, she has a horrible body and an ugly face. Then, okay, I mean, come on now. One of them chicks looks like popsicle.
Do you say somebody's body like a popsicle?
Yeah, big on top and little on bottom. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. You talking about the pear-shaped?
No, pear-shaped is when you have a nice, that's a nice shape. I'm talking about the popsicle body, where it's like you have, she like real, real fat, but she has skinny legs.
Wow.
That's a popsicle shape. Wow. You never, you know you've seen that before.
Yeah, I've seen it.
With skinny legs and stuff.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Men don't walk up to girls like that all the time, so.
Well, shoot, in this day and time, man, females walk up to dudes, so it's a lot more than what you think.
I guess so.
Ain't no guess, yeah. It's the truth. Dudes be minding his own business, and she can start talking to him. You got a girl?
I don't walk up to men, but women do it these days. I'm too old fashioned for this generation. I don't know.
Chicks always come on to the boy Nola. You on my Facebook. You shouting me out. You know. You killing crazy.
No, I don't walk up to men. I don't care how cute a guy is. I won't walk up to him.
You above walking up to him?
No, I just think that that's the man's role to walk up to a woman. I would never walk up to a man.
So what if this dude? What if this dude was real cool? You wouldn't walk up to him to say, hey, how you doing? Then like that. I don't see no shame in that.
I would find an opportunity. Like, I would make it so that he would actually, walk up to me usually. Like, if I see a guy that's cute, I might smile at him. And then he'd be like, oh, okay, let me go and see what she's doing over there. Like, I would, but, I mean, if he doesn't come over, then that's not a big deal. I'll just keep going. I don't really care.
But that could have been your husband. You never know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there's 7 billion people in the world. There's
yeah, but you only meet so many. Like my situation. Real talk. My situation. My wife says hello to me first. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, and there's nothing wrong with that. It don't mean you bad person because you a woman saying hello to a man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the conversation will go where it go. I mean, I'm not saying, I see what you're talking about is these kind of thirsty chicks. Like, oh, what's your name? And then give me your number. Like, dog, man, have a conversation first. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Before you get that far. Shoot.
I don't walk up to chicks, man. You know, I don't do that. I don't need to.
Nah, man, I've always been the type of person.
I mean, I don't need to approach nobody either. Shoot. Let me tell you, my inbox is always full of, let me stop.
Oh, you cheating on me?
Don't think life about that inbox. The inbox that will deceive your mind. I know what I'm telling you. The inbox. You know what I'm saying? Like, something I'm glad being a dude though, man. It's good.
It's annoying. It's annoying being a girl. You always got people trying to talk to you. So, like, I can't sleep without somebody trying to text me, call me, email me.
Well, that's your fault because you gave them people your number.
I didn't give him my number. I'm talking about, like, no matter what social network it is, people always trying to bother me on there. But as a man, you don't have to deal with that.
Well, unless you fool them crazy hoes. Yes, you do.
I'm sorry.
That's the truth. But anyway, like I said, I want to thank everybody for joining the show tonight. It was a good show. Enjoyed the conversation for sure. We was talking about a lot of different topics as well. Make sure you join us next week, Monday at 8 p.m. Central for the next topic. Make sure you also join Ms. Gabriella on Facebook as well, Twitter, and she got all her links and info in the inbox. Now, those of you that follow my YouTube channels, I'm about to turn loose all three channels worth of videos, and you can engage there. I've got this one video where this chick going to be talking about nails with ratchet hair, so I'm pretty sure you probably want to hear that one, but it's going to be on my ratchet channel. But anyway, thank you, everyone, and see you next week.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.